Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Karen, hi, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well, how are you?
Too flat out of the shop to come and see us in the studio, eh?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm the blower.
I'll tell you what, I'm the blower. howdy, come in there, operator, are you there? So the books are trucking out, are they?
Yep, everything is selling, we're rocking and rolling. It's, a week out from Christmas.
What, any surprise hits?
No, everything. Just everything
across
selling.
The board. Everything's selling. It's good.
It's
good.
Amazing. But if you've got a bookseller in your life, please be kind to them during this time.
Oh, come on.
They're definitely
to get the hardest deal at Christmas, aren't they? Yeah, oh, poor old booksellers, I think to myself, selling all their stock. You know.
I heard a small rumour that a lot of booksellers do around a quarter of their yearly trade during this period. Would that be true?
Yeah, it's a really big, significant time for the book trade, yeah.
Huge. Well, I guess we should press on then, shouldn't we? So what are you reviewing for us today?
So today I've got a book which is actually so new. It's fresh out of the box and we've already been selling it. It's called Untypical Girls, Styles and Sounds of the Transatlantic Indie Revolution, and it's by Sam Nee, who I've talked about some of his books before. I really like what he does. And I guess, you know, we've seen a welcome wave of biographies from strong, independent women in music finally telling their stories. And this book argues that the future is female, but the past was too. And it's really cool. It's a lavish photographic book that celebrates women in indie music from, I think, 1977 to 1993. And he writes that women have long been involved in bands and music since the very inception of pop music, but it wasn't really until punk that they became visible beyond a kind of superficial level. So this is a really visual photographic book, and it traverses the 70s, 80s and 90s independent music scenes. So I guess it covers, you know, post-punk, the Paisley Underground, shoegaze,
that's a lot of scenes to cover.
And Riot Girl. So yeah, covers all of that.
I remember Riot Girls. Girl.
The 90s. Yeah, girl.
Good on them, eh? Good on them.
Mikey.
Oh. No. I've got a lot of affection for that era.
I'm going to frisbee a Bikini Kill album at you when we're not on.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yep. that'll school me, eh? I think get some Pussy Riot posters put around my head.
Yep.
Anyway.
They're all here, so focus on...
So it sounds pretty comprehensive.
It's pretty comprehensive, but it just focuses on the transatlantic parallel between the United States and the British indie. And it's, 70s to the 90s, ends in 1993. It's just wonderful. You know, I really like that there are so many wonderful women musicians in here, and there are so many cool photos. There are actually no men in this book.
Good.
In fact, he writes about how sometimes he actually cropped men out of the photos. But beyond that, it's cool because the fans are here too, and I love that. The punters are here, you know, the girls that went to these gigs, just girls hanging out in their flats. So it's a very cool snapshot, lots of really cool haircuts and lots of great fashion. I guess Sam Nee, he sort of carved a really interesting niche for himself as a kind of documenter of the social and cultural history of indie music. So it's very kind of music and fashion focused. So
plus indie music is you know, for want of a better term, I guess, it's not a thing that's happened in the last couple of years anymore. It's a thing that's happened in the last 30 or 40 years, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is broken down into six parts, the UK and the US equivalents, and each has a short essay sort of putting it all into context. And then there are really cool interviews with Dolly Mixture, Black Flag, Marine Girls, Pussy Galore and Bratmobile. And I don't actually know all of those bands, but after reading this, I really want to. And it's just a really great format.
Sounds like you've got a lot of listening to do as well over the holiday break, as well as doing books, which I'm sure you're doing plenty of books.
There's time for everything.
It sounds beautiful as well. So if there was a kind of a fledgling young music fan in your life who got kind of thinks music might be a bit of a sausage fest, would this be a lovely Christmas present?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So visual, 240 pages. You can tell a lot of work has gone into gathering the images and compiling them into a visual narrative. Yeah, it's a real beauty, actually. I really like it.
Is it you're seeing a lot of photos on there. Is it a coffee table book, or is it a...
It's what you'd call a coffee table book, you know. People will flick through there and be like, wow, cool fringe, and, you know. yeah, I really like this book.
All right, so it's available now?
It's available now, but get in quick because everything's going.
What kind of price point are we talking?
It's $45.
That's not bad for a coffee table book.
And I don't know if you'll find it anywhere else either. So come and have a squiz.
Whereabouts?
And at Unity Books.
Hello.
Right on, Unity Books.
And while you're there, check out his other books, which we have as well, which are very cool. We've got two of his other books, which are great.
We've got a track here you want us to play called Typical Girls by The Slits. What's the relevance to that?
Well, I guess the book's called Untypical Girls, and he's sort of tipping his hat to The Slits, who were, you know, all female, very cool punk group. Very singular, and the lyrics to the song are pretty amazing.
Thanks, Karen. Have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for your contributions all through the year.
Thanks heaps for having me. It's been wonderful.
Merry Christmas.
Was Loose Reads.